Raymond Felton was back in the starting lineup last night, and Portland beat New Orleans 86-74. Felton had 11 points and 10 assists while committing just one turnover. Nicholas Batum led the Blazers with 19 points. Wesley Matthews added 12 off the bench for the now 19-19 Blazers. They're about to embark on a road trip that will see them play 7 games in 12 days, including 6 against teams with winning records. Going to be a rough stretch. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, Aaron Aflalo scored 32 as the Nuggets knocked off the Kings in OT, 119-116. Aflalo talks about being fouled on a three-point attempt in the closing moments of regulation.
I knew we needed three, but I didn't want to just throw up a Hail Mary. I wanted a legitimate shot at making or missing a shot, so... I thought I had a good look, and when it came up short, they was fortunate that they called foul.
Kenneth Faried collected 20 points and 12 rebounds for Denver. They've won 4 straight since the All-Star break. Other winners yesterday were Golden State, Utah, Orlando, Oklahoma City, Chicago, Minnesota, and Milwaukee. Oregon's DeVoe Joseph and Oregon State's Jared Cunningham are named to the Pac-12 All-Conference First Team. The Ducks' E.J. Singler received second-team honors, and Oregon's Garrett Sim received honorable mention. Cunningham was also named to the All-Defensive Team, while Oregon's center Tony Woods received defensive honorable mention. Don't forget the Pac-12 tournament begins this week. Oregon State plays Washington State tomorrow. Oregon's first game is on Thursday against the winner of the Colorado-Utah game, and we'll have all of the Duck games in the tournament for you right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us for sports.